An Anchorage man has been sentenced to life in prison for shooting two men before leaving them to die on a secluded road outside Palmer in 2016. 36-year-old Matthew James Sharber pleaded guilty in December to kidnapping, carjacking, and using a gun in the furtherance of a violent crime. Federal prosecutors say Sharber and his accomplices attacked the two victims, who are brothers, after they stole Sharber's wallet. Prosecutors also allege Sharber was dealt methamphetamine, which he's indicted for in a separate case. According to court documents, Sharber wanted to, quote, protect his business and make it known in the neighborhood he would take care of his own problems. Assistant U.S. Attorney Will Taylor argued the case.
Mr. Sharber did everything necessary to complete a homicide.
The court documents say Sharber lured the two men, who are only identified by their initials, to his apartment in October of 2016. Sharber's co-defendants, Corey Silva and Michael Elder, bound the victims with speaker wire and beat them. Prosecutors say they loaded the victims into their own Subaru Legacy and Sharber drove them to Hatcher Pass. Prosecutors say Sharber forced the men out of their car and shot each of them three times. A sentencing memorandum in the case says they only survived because Sharber had used the wrong caliber ammunition and the cold weather slowed their bleeding. A passerby spotted them hours later and the men were flown by helicopter to a hospital. Taylor says the shootings came extremely close to being a double murder.
In every respect, with the exception of the ultimate result, it was a homicide. The intent was there, the plan was there, and the action was there. These men were bound. They were on the side of a mountain and below freezing weather in the snow in very early morning hours. And so, you know, this was as close as you can get to an actual murder.
Sharber's case on the drug charges continues in federal court.